9 years of prayer have finally been answered. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Details about the release of Asia Bibi, a Christian mom in Pakistan who faced death for blasphemy, in a moment. Plus, church growth roadblocks in the U.S. Do you know what they are? Well, I hope you'll stick around for that discussion. So by now, you've probably heard the great news that Pakistan's Supreme Court has acquitted Asia Bibi of blasphemy. Predictably, says FMI's Bruce Allen,
the country is in uproar, mostly because the Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan political party is calling for protests against this verdict. It has called for death to the justices on the Supreme Court. It has called for the ouster of the newly elected prime minister.
There's a ban on public gatherings for the month. There's also been riots across the country. Even with an acquittal, Asia Bibi isn't safe. Hardliners put a bounty on her head. And there's also concerns about reprisal violence against Christians.
They may still have to deal with attacks and burnings and other sorts of persecution. But they're also buoyed by the promises and the assurances that it doesn't mean that God has turned his back on them. In fact, this persecution has a tendency to build a more robust faith.
So it's a good time to pray for reform. Allen also says,
pray that the Christians have courage in the days ahead, that they know how to engage their neighbors with gentleness and respect, and that they have courage, they have the ability to forgive those who attack them.
Meanwhile, it's no secret that Europe is overflowing with refugees. From Greece to Germany, millions of people are looking for safety and a new start. So how's the European Church responding? It varies by location, but Pierre Hosny of Horizons International points to Ukraine with joy.
Ukraine is really strategic because of the number of churches that are interested in reaching Muslims. And there are a growing number of Muslims in Ukraine. The Ukrainian church has just not really known what to do with them.
One of Horizon's senior leaders has family ties to Ukraine. During a recent visit, he taught a workshop using Horizon's Engaging Islam materials.
It caused quite a stir, and many of the pastors and leaders really gained a heart for reaching Muslims. We've got a Russian translation of the curriculum underway so that we can impact the whole Russian-speaking world, which has millions of Muslims. And the number is growing month by month.
So pray for Ukrainian believers as they learn how to reach their Muslim neighbors for Christ. And then look around. God may have an opportunity for you.
Everywhere around the world where we are boldly proclaiming the gospel to Muslims, we are seeing Muslims come to Christ. So let's start doing that, people of God.
And we tend to associate successful church ministry with material factors like big ministry budgets, modern church buildings, and fund programs. However, some of the countries with the fastest evangelical Christian growth rates have limited church resources and heavy restrictions on the gospel. Among the top 10, Iran, Afghanistan, Somalia, Algeria, Kuwait, and Tajikistan. Global Disciples works in 50 countries, training near-cultural workers to multiply disciples. Global Disciples Jerry Meadows says the ministry has started leading experiential learning sessions with U.S. leaders who want this kind of growth in their congregations. First, they identify roadblocks in American church strategy.
So what we've been looking at for discipleship is primarily come and congregate with us on a Sunday. We'll teach you what you need to know, and then you go live it. That perhaps is not as effective as we've thought it has been.
Then they take a look at what it takes to multiply disciples. Meadows says Christians need to go from a consumerist mindset to a mature mindset.
Someone's a mature disciple when they actually make other disciples that make disciples. And it's straight out of the Word of God. It's straight out of what Paul said to Timothy. The same things you've learned, teach to others who will teach others also.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, if you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.